A landmark new international cancer study has found that exercise has huge benefits for cancer patients and can even reduce the risk of the disease returning. The results were presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology annual conference in Chicago at the weekend and published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Among those attending the expert gathering was Professor Janice Walsh, medical oncologist at St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin. She's been telling our reporter Ethna Dodd more about the study.
This is an incredibly strong finding and really adds to literature that suggests that exercise is really important in keeping ourselves well after we've had a cancer diagnosis. So we were so excited to see this study being reported out. It's called the Challenge Study. It was an international study that was completed in 55 sites. And essentially what they did was took nearly 890 patients who had high-risk colon cancer, so that's stage 2 and stage 3 colon cancer, who'd completed their chemotherapy, and then they were randomised to one of two arms. So the first was a structured exercise programme, which was supervised by a personal trainer. So they had face-to-face interventions twice a month and supervised exercise sessions up to 3 years. It was an aerobic exercise program. So patients were doing 45 to 60 minute walks 3 to 4 times a week. And as they got more fit, that they wanted to do more, they could choose to do more. And that was in combination with the behavioral therapy program. The others who were in the second arm were just given a healthy lifestyle booklet. Here's the information, go off and do it yourself. And essentially what we found was after 5 years that those patients who were in the exercise group had a 28% lower risk of disease recurrence or developing new cancers than those who had just been given the booklet. And really what's remarkable is at 8 years, we see a 37% lower risk of dying from your disease as a result of being in that exercise program. This is now grade one evidence to suggest that this should be incorporated and part of any treatment plan.
So for these study participants, as you said, they were in stage 2 or stage 3 of a diagnosis and had gone through a treatment plan. What kind of drugs would you expect those patients to be on? And was there a reason to take some of those drugs off them?
So definitely not, Ethna. On the basis of this trial, all patients had to have received curative therapy, which currently is 6 months of chemotherapy with our most active drugs. So this intervention is not a substitute for drugs that we know already reduce the risk of people dying from different various cancers. And in this setting, colon cancer, this was an adjunct. I think the headlines in the newspapers have been very misleading. I think what they're trying to say is that the magnitude of benefit we have seen with this intervention, i.e. exercise program supervised versus not, is the type of reductions we've seen with many of our new drugs. But this is not a drug substitute. This is on top of you receiving the best drugs in the market to reduce the risk of disease recurrence. So this is not a substitution. This is an adjunct therapy.
What message would you like to give patients who'd see a study like this? Like, what should they take away from it?
It is really hard if you're somebody who has never enjoyed exercise or you haven't had the confidence to engage in exercise. What we know is that this can make you do better. Don't be afraid of it. There are many programs available which will teach you how to increase at your own pace. The benefits are far-reaching and really important for you.
And that was Professor Janice Walsh talking there to our reporter Ethna Dodd. It's coming up now to 10 minutes to 8. We're back with business after this.